Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles were back at practice outdoors today here at the NovaCare Complex as they get set for Sunday afternoon's matchup with the Miami Dolphins. Today, inside the locker room, we heard from a number of the Eagles' defenders as they get set to get the run game back on track.
Yeah, definitely. We have to get back to playing run defense like we know how to play. We play good run defense, you know, up until the last 2 weeks, and that's not who we are. You know, we focus on stopping the run first. So we have to get back to playing good, solid run defense.
For us, we just got to start talking about it again, because we was more so talking about turnovers, and turnovers have been happening. But I think in the beginning we were talking stop the run. So we got to get it back to just put it in our head, talk about it, and I think we should be fine.
A lot of times I was in the backfield, I just didn't wrap up and tackle the ball carrier. When I didn't do that, it allows them to get 6-7 yards and things like that. So I could definitely say that would be the main thing from my point of view, is make sure we tackle. Whenever we get an opportunity to tackle the ball carrier, then make sure we tackle it.
Next up, we have an injury update as two Eagles safeties did not participate in today's practice. That would be Jerome Couplin and Malcolm Jenkins. Jenkins is still going through the league's concussion protocol, although head coach Chip Kelly did say that Jenkins should be able to return on Thursday. Meanwhile, four Eagles were limited in today's practice as Josh Andrews, D'Amico Ryans, Riley Cooper, and Jason Peters were all limited. We did hear from Peters afterwards, who explained that the week of practice will determine whether or not he goes on Sunday.
I want to say either tomorrow or Friday.
Okay.
Just feeling wise. Like, if I had to make a decision today, I'd tell Coach I'd play. But, I mean, it's going to be up to him and how I feel.
And finally, as today is Veterans Day, we heard from Chip Kelly and Zach Ertz on their appreciation for our military.
Well, I think it should influence not just your coaching career, it should influence everybody's lives in terms of we're allowed to do what we do right now because of the men and women that made sacrifices to defend this country and what this country stands for. And I think not only them, I think it's their families also that, you know, the ultimate sacrifice a lot of them make in losing a loved one or having a loved one being stationed overseas while they're back here in the States. But I think we're all fortunate it's a day like this. And it honestly, to me, I don't think it should be one day that we recognize the military in terms of the sacrifices they make, but it should be on a daily basis when you get an opportunity to just say thank you for what they do, because they've done made a choice in their lives to do something so that we're allowed to do this. So.
In the offseason, Sanchez had a big camp with some of the Wounded Warriors down there. This preseason, I gave all my tickets to some of the guys that were in between tours right now. So, I mean, those guys sacrifice everything. We play a game compared to what they do each and every day. We have a privilege as Americans to have our freedoms because of those guys. And, I mean, my hat's off to them. I have the ultimate respect for those guys.
That will wrap things up for this edition of the 360 Update. Be sure to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week for all the latest Eagles news.